Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Cascade Title Company, David Carmichael, property tax attorney, Brigham Construction, Evergreen Roofing, State Farm agent Heidi Pollack, and McBride's Inspection Services. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. And joining me again today is David Moore. David owns IRA Advantage LLC in Portland. David, thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks again for having us, Bob.
Absolutely. What I'd like to do is a bit of a continuation of what we did yesterday, dealing with your IRA, your individual retirement account, and using those funds to place them at least in part into real estate. David, what would be, let's say, an opportunity that I might have in using my IRA funds?
Well, today, the variety of people that we've got going in to do this are first off, real estate people that just love real estate.
Okay.
And for years, they've been told, no, I can't do this.
Yep.
And finally, they'll end up coming to us and saying, gee, you know, can you help me? And we're happy to do that. So in a nutshell, I think we sort of unlock their funds, give them the opportunity to go buy real estate, an asset that they really like to buy. Some people are just, let's say, stock market refugees. They've said, hey, I've had it. They'll walk into our firm with their check in hand, and we've got a 60-day period from the date that check's issued to get them taken care of again. And those people are moving forward. And we've got some people that maybe have been laid off, lost their jobs. Maybe they've taken early retirement. Now they've got a chunk of money there that they've never had control of. They don't understand what they can and can't do with it. And somebody's mentioned to them, hey, it might be possible to go out and buy a piece of property. And all those people have different reasons, different motivations. One common desire, and that's to buy, you know, primarily real estate we're talking about.
Okay. There's some things that I can't buy, collectibles and life insurance policies.
Correct.
And you could kind of understand why that would be. But the stuff that I do acquire, it's my understanding, I own two apartment complexes with my IRA. It's my understanding I can't personally benefit from the placement of those funds while it is still inside my IRA. I can't have cash flow, and I can't personally use that particular property. Is that a reasonable summary of reality?
Correct. One of the people that was sort of the granddaddy of the process used to sell the IRA as the silver bullet, and it's certainly not. There's reasons to own property individually. There's reasons for your retirement account to own real estate. So it's a question of what your objectives are, but the idea is whatever's owned by that retirement account is for your retirement. I like to say it's sunset money. So
okay,
all the benefits of real estate that we typically have today don't exist. The idea is it's growth. It's an investment for your future.
Well, and interestingly enough, I may not be able to get a very large loan to acquire things, but I've got the money sitting aside in my IRA. It gives me an opportunity to unlock the funds, as you mentioned, and jump it into real estate as I see opportunities. I've never seen a better buying environment for investment-oriented real estate than we've seen today and will probably exist for another 6 to 9 months. It's a great opportunity.
Well, tremendous opportunity. And what we're seeing, I think the deal that really makes it tremendous is that there's sort of a gatekeeping being taken care of with the banks and the federal government. I mean, there's opportunity there, but people aren't able to take advantage of that opportunity.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.